What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And they're still going on about the Florida recount. And I guess they're going ahead with the recount for both the Senate and the governor's races. So it's 2000 all over again. It's 2000 all over again. What a circus this has all become. Okay, so as you know, Alex Baldwin got arrested recently for punching somebody in an argument over a parking space. Now, the man has a temper. I worked with him very briefly during my time in Hollywood, and there's no secret about it. He's got a temper. But he did have this argument over the parking space, and he did punch somebody out. Now, this is probably unconnected with it, but apparently Alec Baldwin has a talk show, which airs Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on ABC. And apparently the ratings have been terrible. So ABC is trying to move him to a new time slot on Saturdays at 10 p.m. They're going to do repeat episodes of Shark Tank on that Sunday night slot. Basically, that Saturday night slot means they're not expecting him to get any more viewers because people tend to be out at Saturday night. They're home on Sunday night, resting up for work on Monday. Saturday night, they're out sowing their wild oats, and then Sunday morning, they go to church and pray for a crop failure. But apparently, Alec Baldwin's show did not do well, and they're going to air the remaining unaired episodes, but they're not making any new episodes, so it's heading for the dustbin. Okay, we have a caller on the line, W from Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello? W, are you there?
I wanted to make a comment on the Attorney General.
Okay, Hello? The sound is cutting in. The sound is cutting in and out. I'm having trouble hearing you.
I wanted to make a comment on the Attorney General pick.
Okay.
And I was just going to say my selection would be Judge Napolitano. I think it's Andrew Napolitano. And the reason why I say that is because he seems to be always constitutional, no matter who was in office. When Bush was in office, he was always talking about, the Fourth Amendment and everything. And then when Obama was in there, he was the same way. He didn't switch up his core principles just based on who was in office. So I think he would be a great choice for
I would love to see him in there. I'd like to see Larry Klayman in there. I'd like to see Tom Fitton in there. If this story is accurate, that Trump is looking at ex-New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, I mean...
Terrible choice.
Terrible choice. I mean, the guy has a long history of shenanigans, to put it politely. And I don't think he would be an effective attorney general. I think he'd get right on in there and somebody would say, look, you're not going to look at the email server. You're not going to look at the Clinton Foundation. You're not going to look at any of this stuff. And Christie would say, yeah, okay, sure.
Yep, exactly. That was it. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And the phone lines are open now. Let's see. Somebody just wrote on in and said the story about Ginsburg retiring in January may be fake news. There's a lot of it out there, and I'll have to check that out. And they are just basically, oh, yeah, here is right there. All right, I'll look at that next commercial break. Okay, so the government of Great Britain wants to ban the term fake news. And they want to mandate basically specific phrases like disinformation and misinformation. And, of course, it will be up to the government of Great Britain to apply those labels to everything on the Internet to basically further the censorship. So, yeah, they're cracking down on the Internet, and they're cracking down on the peer-to-peer. We need to start going back to using mailing lists, but we'll find a way. The Soviet citizens lived under one of the most repressive governments in history, and they got their communications out using just fax machines. If we have to, we'll do exactly the same thing. Okay, so we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And getting on back to political correctness, and I keep wanting to wake up one day and see that all this nonsense is gone, that common sense has returned. But apparently, there is this retired individual who is 69 years old, but he self-identifies as a 45-year-old, and he's going to court to have his legal age reduced to 45 so he can attract more women on Tinder. Well, that's not going to happen without a lot of plastic surgery. But, I mean, that's how bizarre we've gotten. You can self-identify as whatever you want. I can self-identify as a 20-year-old. I can self-identify as a wealthy talk show radio host. So I demand you send me money. Dogs can identify as cats. Cats can identify as monkeys. I mean, it really is out of control. It's pretty ridiculous here. Now, this next story is kind of interesting. And apparently, there's this situation where there was a lawsuit, involving child pornography. The accusation was child pornography. But it's kind of hard to say what exactly went wrong, because there was this 30-something man who was having a relationship with a teenage sex partner. And I don't know what the age of consent was in the state. I'm not seeing anything in the story about statutory rape. But apparently she took naked photos of herself and sent them to him. Nobody else saw them. The only people who saw the picture was this guy and the girl. And, of course, the federal agents who were snooping around on the Google Cloud, you know, looking for this sort of thing. And so we had a case here where the judge, Judge Stephen R. Underhill in Connecticut, basically instructed the jury about their rights of jury nullification. And that is a very rare occurrence. Normally, judges and certainly prosecutors don't want you to understand how much power and authority you have when you sit on a jury. You're actually the highest authority in that courtroom. You are there to prevent overzealous prosecution or the misapplication of laws, or to basically just say this law is bad in the first place. And you don't have to do what the judge and prosecutor tell you to do. If you honestly, sitting on a jury, feel the law has been misapplied, you can say, no, I'm voting to acquit. And here we had this Judge Underhill literally telling the jury in this case, you do have the authority to just throw this thing out because it was just the guy and the teenage girlfriend, and that's it. It wasn't like he was actually putting this out on social media to hundreds of people or selling it to other perverts out there. This is clearly a case of overzealous prosecution. And apparently the jury agreed with the judge. So one of these little notebooks that is floating around, the Citizens Rule Book, and you should get one if you don't already have one. And it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and more importantly, a handbook for jurors, which tells you what you can and cannot do sitting on a jury. And most people are going to be surprised to find out the jury is the highest authority in that courtroom. They can overrule the judge. They can overrule the prosecutor. They can ignore bad law. That's what they're there for. All right, let's talk about computers here. And apparently Windows 10 has yet another issue. And apparently this latest bug breaks the file associations. Now, a file association means that when you click on a file like a PDF, it will open up the correct application to look at that file, like Adobe Reader or something like that. But apparently, the latest bug on Windows 10, those all get messed up. So when you click on a PDF file, it tries to open it, for example, in the Paintbox program, which is not going to work. I think they've let this stuff get too complicated. They can't maintain it anymore. They can't manage it anymore. Or they just don't want to spend the money on it. Alrighty. Okay. Apparently, last week, an unknown hacker or group of hackers successfully targeted a cryptocurrency exchange in order to steal bitcoins by compromising the web analytics service it was using. This was all spotted by ESET researcher Matthew Fowle, and he spotted this malicious JavaScript code on up to 700,000 websites that were bundled with the traffic tracking code from the leading web analytics platform, StatCounter. So somebody got into StatCounter and altered their code, and people who were bringing StatCounter onto their web pages to count their traffic brought in the bad JavaScript. And the code was designed to basically target customers of the Gate.io cryptocurrency exchange. Cybercrime is definitely out of control. HSBC is confirming they have had another data breach, and basically the perpetrators accessed information including account numbers and balances, statements, transaction histories, and payee details, along with the usernames, addresses, and dates of birth. This all happened back in October, but the BBC is reporting HSBC believes that fewer than 1% of their American clients were affected, and they're already in contact with those thought to have been exposed. You know, as long as the NSA is sitting there not catching terrorists, and as long as they're tracking all the data in the world, why aren't they going after these cyber criminals? Of course, Kaspersky Lab thinks that at least one of the known hacker collectives, the Equation Group, actually is the NSA. Maybe that's what the NSA is doing. Maybe they're the hub of all the crypto crime in America. So, anyway. Over at NPR, and not that I listen to them anymore because they are so liberal. As you know, there is a tendency right now to bash computer games for all kinds of things. Poor posture in children, erosion of social skills. There's certainly merit to both of those. But NPR came on out basically saying that computer games are being used to recruit children into right-wing Nazi extremist groups. And what proof did they have of this? Well, they don't, but to them it's just so self-evident and obvious. We're all coming apart here. Okay. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has now rejected a request to attend an international fake news consortium. And these five countries are getting together demanding Zuckerberg testify about the rising threat of fake news on his social media platform, meaning they're talking about Facebook itself. And Zuckerberg basically doesn't want the attention. So basically sent a letter saying it's not possible to attend. The meeting is to be held on November 27th, headed by the United Kingdom, Argentina, Australia, Canada, and Ireland also participating. So the big issue here, of course, is who gets to decide what is fake news. And right now, these corporate media titans, if you will, icons, they're taking that authority to themselves. We'll decide what's fake news or not. Anything bad about Hillary Clinton? Oh, that's got to be fake news. Anything good about Donald Trump? Oh, that's got to be fake news. We're heading into 1984. Or do you remember this TV series was called The Outer Limits back in, I think it was the 60s. It was very popular. And the show always began with what was called the control voice. You know, for the next 30 minutes, we will control all you see and hear. Well, that's the message we're getting from people like Zuckerberg. You know, we will control what you read. We will not let you see things that might get you thinking bad thoughts about certain celebrities, certain products, or the government here. Okay. Apparently, back in 2013, there was a hack of Belgicom. And according to this article in Sputnik, apparently Britain has been unwilling to launch a thorough investigation. And IT specialists are saying this really is turning into an international scandal. Now, Belgicom is an EU member state-owned telecommunications company. It's been targeted for monitoring and hacking by GCHQ. And so the thinking is that the hack job did come from GCHQ, and this is the reason why Great Britain does not want to investigate. And as I said earlier, maybe the reason the United States government isn't investigating cybercrime in this country is it's coming from some segment of the U.S. government. So it is a scandal. It is a scandal. Okay. Everyone thinks robots are cool. But they can make mistakes here. And there is this story that came out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Apparently, they were using this robot surgeon on this pioneering open heart surgery. And something went catastrophically wrong. The robot surgeon spiraled out of control. It hit the nurse and killed the patient, father of three. And at one point, one of the assisting medics had his arms knocked by the robot, which was being used to repair retired music teacher and conductor Stephen Pettit's heart valve. And apparently communications between the lead surgeon, Sukumaran Nair, and his assisting surgeon, Thasi Pillay, was difficult because of the poor sound quality coming from the robot console being operated by Nair. Apparently, the robot was being operated remotely. Put the surgeon back in the room here. This is really kind of silly. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking at the Fox News feed, and the focus now is on 2020. Who's going to run against Donald Trump? Really, we have just become saturated with politics and the circus of politics. I mean, there are other things in life besides the elections. And I, for one, really think the media needs to pull back on all of this. Of course, I understand that they're looking for something they can report on that isn't the deteriorating situation in Syria or what's going on in Yemen. So, they're just trying to basically use politics to conditize us all. Okay, getting on back to tech news here. Interesting little article, and this sort of dovetails with what we reported the other day about Apple pulling back on their orders for the low-end iPhone X, the XR, the inexpensive, meaning $800 smartphone. And this article, which is out in the Daily Mail, is saying, have we reached peak smartphone? And they're saying, excuse me, I've got the hiccups here again. Okay. So they're saying sales figures are suggesting that the market for these gadgets has hit a recession. And that's definitely accurate. Part of the problem is the market is saturated. Pretty much everybody who would want a smartphone already has one. And the new smartphones coming on out, they're a lot more expensive. They're not significantly improved over the last one. I know the big gizmo for the iPhone X was the facial reading system, which can be used for security and can also be used to make animated emojis that sort of kind of maybe look like you if you squint real hard. That's not worth $1,000. So I we're ready for something new. And again, in this economy, people just, they can't be convinced to get the new and improved version just to make a fashion statement. Okay. Iraq is now demanding the return of a 3,000-year-old Assyrian artifact up for auction at Christie's in New York. And apparently, it actually went under the hammer on Tuesday. This is an outdated article. But apparently, this was one of the items that was plundered from Iraq during the Iraq War. And you'll probably remember that when the U.S. went into Iraq, got Saddam Hussein, they put guards around that oil ministry, was heavily protected, and they left the Baghdad Museum wide open. And of course, it got looted. And Iraq has made a concerted effort to try and recover much of those antiquities. And they have succeeded for the most part, but there's still a few things out there. And this 3,000-year-old Assyrian sculpture, which depicts a deity, was expected to go for $10 million. And the Iraqis are saying it does belong in a museum, not in some billionaire's private collection here. Now, this next article is basically addressing something I have mentioned before, talking about the Big Bang and the Large Hadron Collider. The article is out of The Guardian and is basically reporting scientists at CERN were working with the Large Hadron Collider. And apparently this bizarre and wholly unexpected new particle just popped into existence during their experiments. Now, why is this significant? Well, as I've said before, as they claim to keep finding more and more particles like the Higgs boson, there's no way to know. Are they really finding some part of nature, or are these particles an artifact of the experimental process? And as I've mentioned before, particle physicists like to say that particle physics is like taking two clockwork timepieces and smashing them together and trying to figure out what the clocks look like based on the gears and springs that pop out. But taking that analogy one step further, if you crash these two clocks together hard enough, individual teeth can break off the gears and come on out as discrete objects, even though you know they did not exist as discrete objects before. So at the incredible energies and velocities that are being generated in this Large Hadron Collider, are they really discovering new particles, or are they making new particles? And on that thought, we got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. You got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we were talking earlier about how Alex Baldwin's talk show at ABC was doing very poorly in the ratings and is going to be canceled here. It's been a bad season for ABC overall, because remember when Roseanne Barr left, they tried to reboot the show with the same cast but without Roseanne. They called the new version of the show The Conners. It is dead last in ratings. And apparently their last episode has been ordered as well. So this is what happens when your studio production company network falls into the hands of the politically correct, and they're out there pushing the agenda rather than doing what they're supposed to be, which is engaging and entertaining your audience. Okay, over in Palau, they are about to become the first country to impose a widespread ban on sunscreen to protect their vulnerable coral reefs. Now, we already have a ban here in Hawaii at the state level to do that, because apparently some of these sunscreens are, in fact, very bad, very harmful to the coral polyps, and obviously need to keep taking care of them, because at least for some of the people coming to Hawaii, seeing those corals is a big part of the allure, whether you're snorkeling over at Hanauma Bay or you take one of the tour submarines out there. And our corals are not in the best of shape here. Now, many years ago, on the way back from working on a film project, Claire and I stopped in Fiji, and we got to go snorkeling there. And those were beautiful, pristine reefs. And they have spoiled me for reefs around the world. The other side of the spectrum were reefs I saw down in Barbados, which were absolutely dead, mostly from the two-cycle engines being used on jet skis and water scooters that were pouring two-cycle oil into the water and killing off the marine life. And they were really dead. Here in Hawaii, we still have a lot of beautiful reefs, especially as you get away from the more urbanized areas. And so it's a smart thing to do, is to ban those toxic chemicals. And here's something a lot of people don't understand. Those chemicals in the sunscreen are not necessarily good for you. And what is really best is to cover up, put on a big, large hat. But, of course, the sunscreen companies don't want you to think in those terms. You've got to show the skin. You've got to get on out there and, you know, flash some skin here. Just cover it up with your SPF 2000 or whatever it's going to be here. Okay. Over at the vaccine court, they have admitted that the chickenpox vaccine permanently disabled a young boy. And even while the vaccine makers and the corporate media continue to deny that vaccines are harmful, the vaccine court in the U.S. is quietly paying out money to victims of the vaccine injuries. And after this protracted legal battle, the Department of Health and Human Services has admitted that the chickenpox vaccine paralyzed this young boy. Now, did you ever stop to think that if you spill some mercury, your entire building would be evacuated? And yet the CDC insists it's safe to inject mercury into pregnant women and children. Now, yes, the mercury in the vaccines is in a compound. It's not in its liquid metal form, but it's still mercury. It does seem like our medical industrial complex has lost sight of the Hippocratic principle, not the oath, but the principle. First of all, do no harm. Okay, getting on back to computers here. And we've been talking about this scam that's going around where you will get an email saying, we hacked into your computer months ago and have been secretly recording you while you visit porn sites. And if you don't send us however much money in Bitcoin, we will be emailing the video of you enjoying yourself split screen with the page you're looking at to everybody in your contact list. And it is a scam. Okay. But apparently, one young man over in Great Britain took it seriously. His name was Craig Simpson. Actually, he was 56 year old, so he wasn't a young man. But apparently, they discovered on his mobile phone messages that he was being blackmailed into making Bitcoin payments to stop criminals sharing his private information with family and friends. But there was nothing on his phone or computer showing he had ever visited an adult website. was a victim of ransomware. And it drove him to suicide. Just a world of scams out there. Scams and scammers. Okay, we've been talking about the risk posed by certain unstable volcanoes like the southern flank of Kilauea and Cumbre Vieja in the Canary Islands. And now apparently there's concern that Mount Etna is starting to slide into the sea. So it's a very tall, heavy volcano, and they're concerned that one could plunge into the ocean and trigger a catastrophic tsunami. And it's definitely of concern because every once in a while, Mount Etna still erupts, and it could do the grand plunge on the next eruption. Okay. Over in Oklahoma, they had an earthquake, 3.4 magnitude quake, and Oklahoma really never used to get quakes until fracking showed up. Now, if you live in California or even here in Hawaii, you get used to quakes, big ones. 3.4, you don't even get out of bed for that. But it did rattle the nerves in towns like Tuttle, Bridge Creek, and Blanchard. Well, apparently, authorities are saying that the well operator whose fracturing seemed to be at the epicenter of this quake is going to shut down and permanently end all hydraulic fracturing operations, which I think is a very, very good thing. Because we know that these fracking wells are triggering these earthquakes because they're happening in places with no previous record of seismic activity, like Oklahoma. It's thought that the quake that damaged the Washington Monument in D.C. was caused by a fracking well. And the bottom line is that fracking has never produced the volume of oil and gas that was predicted. So, okay, over in Japan, apparently authorities there have approved an extension in the operational lifespan for a 40-year-old reactor near Tokyo that was damaged in the same earthquake that led to the Fukushima meltdown. Tokai Daini also has the same basic design as those that melted down in the Fukushima crisis and will be the first boiling water reactor to be approved for a lifetime extension of 20 years in what is clearly seen as a very controversial move here. All right, somebody just sent me this article. Apparently, Donald Trump is moving to restrict asylum claims at the southern border of the United States as the migrant caravans of mainly military-age Central American males march through Mexico to the United States. And apparently, the acting attorney general, Whitaker, came on out with a statement saying, consistent with immigration laws, the president has the broad authority to suspend or restrict the entry of aliens into the United States if he determines it to be in the national interest to do so. Yeah, it's right there in Title VIII. So apparently they've had a rethink, and it sounds to me like they're not going to let the migrant horde into the country and put them up in a tent city while they're asylum requests are being processed, that they're just going to turn them around right there at the border. Now, remember, the United Nations, which is all gung-ho for one world government and globalism, they're already down there with the migrants filling out the paperwork for asylum. But again, under Title VIII, Trump can just simply say no to the whole batch of them. And, of course, the liberals and the open border people, they're going to scream, racist, racist, racist. No. Illegal is not a race. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. Starting to see a lot of snow coming. Well, it is November. Supposed to get snow here. People are sending me all kinds of pictures of the snow that is starting to fall in their homes, which is kind of cool. It's very pretty. I miss the snow. I know living in Hawaii, we have to go down to either Maui or the Big Island to experience snow in the winter. Anyway, there's been this study that came out from Princeton and researchers at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, and it concluded that Earth's oceans have retained 60% more heat than previously thought over the last 25 years, from which they said global warming is much worse than previously believed, and the heat is hiding in the ocean, which they've used that one before, and they're out there just waving this thing around. It turns out, remember the principle of reproducibility? Somebody went on in, looked at their raw data, and looked at the process by which they came to their conclusions, and they found a gigantic math error. Whoopsie. Gosh darn here. Okay, good news for space buffs. The Curiosity rover on Mars is back to work. They were able to basically resolve the computer memory anomaly. And Curiosity, of course, was sent to Mars with two onboard computers, one of which developed a glitch soon after landing, and they've been operating on the second computer since then. That one developed the memory glitch. They rebooted back to the first computer to run diagnostics on the second computer. And the short version is that the rover is back to running and it's back to working. Still nothing coming from Opportunity. And we'll have to wait to see what's happening with that. Okay, now then, apparently CNN has decided that they want to boycott the future White House briefings because Jim Acosta's press credentials were revoked. Go ahead, CNN, boycott. Boycott all you want. And apparently there's yet another video down in Broward County showing people with ballots stuffed into private vehicles heading for the counting places. This election has been so crooked they have to screw those ballots into the ballot boxes here. All righty. And let's see. Little economic news here. Apparently, in 2017, 51.7% of kids were living in households getting government assistance. Now, the government loves to have you dependent on them for assistance because then you're going to do what you're told to do. You're going to believe what you're told to believe here. All right. So there we are. All right. So we're coming up here to the end of the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And NASA's Parker Solar Probe has apparently survived its penetration of the sun's outer atmosphere. So more good news for NASA there. And let's see. Do that. Oh, okay. Apparently, Volkswagen has declared a war on Tesla with plans to dramatically undercut Elon Musk's car firm with a $23,000 electric vehicle. Now, that would be really cool. And I agree, electric is the wave of the future. What we need is a clean, non-polluting source to generate that electricity. Here on Hawaii, we have electric vehicles. We have Teslas. There are free, at least for the moment, charging stations at the shopping malls. Where's the electricity coming from? That oil-fired power station down the road. There's the weak link in all of this. So But yeah, $23,000, that would be affordable. That would be very, very attractive here. Okay. And apparently the Denver Police Department is considering encrypting their radio traffic. Actually, a lot of cities are already doing that, mostly to avoid lawsuits, along with giving away what they're doing to the bad guys. All right, we're going to take our final commercial break of the show. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the Jim Acosta story is now becoming the story. They're calling it the controversy. And apparently there is now a resistance building up against the appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. And interestingly enough, over at Breitbart, they're reporting on this op-ed published today by attorney George Conway, who's the husband of White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, declaring that Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general is unconstitutional and illegal. And the argument that he is making is that Trump cannot appoint anybody even to be the acting attorney general without confirmation by the Senate, which means they can drag it on out and drag it on out and give us another circus like we had with Brett Kavanaugh. But again, the key word here is acting. Somebody has to be in that job. And like I said earlier in the show, we were seeing this Senator Warner was out there saying, we've got to push back against this guy. They're afraid that Whitaker might actually do the job and start looking into some of this corruption and crime. And boy, oh boy, well, that's going to keep some people in Washington, D.C. Awake at night. Okay. Yeah, they're already calling it the Jim Acosta controversy. And CNN is out there in high dudgeon. How dare you? How dare you dare to pull his press credentials? Well, again, look at how he was behaving. I mean, technically, everybody in the media is a guest in the people's house, the White House. Doesn't belong to Donald Trump. It belongs to us. And when you are a guest in somebody else's home, you're expected to be on your best behavior. And Acosta definitely was not. And I'm definitely on Trump's side on this. Yeah, yank his credentials. Because he wasn't really doing the job of being a journalist or a reporter. He was in attack mode. They're always in attack mode. Trump is right. The media is still hostile to him. And I think the media is just angry because even though the Democrats did take control of the House of Representatives, they didn't take control of it by that much, not as much as they wanted to. And they certainly lost ground in the Senate. And I think we are going to see a lot of division and factionalism and friction between the two political parties and the corporate media for the next 2 years. And I hope that Trump is going to take this opportunity, now that we're past the midterms, to basically clean things up and actually do his job, which it looked like with Whitaker he might be. But if he's seriously considering Chris Christie to be the attorney general, I don't know what's going on there with that. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do Jim Goddard's show up there in Vancouver. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back here tomorrow, Friday, with the lovely Lady Claire. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.